Health plans play a central role in the U.S. healthcare system, but they also get flack from patients and providers when they try to contain costs. But how do health plans see the world, and what role do they play in ensuring quality and access at an affordable cost? Welcome to Health Biz Briefs. I'm David Williams, president of Health Business Group, here with Laura Pellegrini, president and CEO of the Massachusetts Association of Health Plans. It's a nonprofit that promotes high quality, affordable, and equitable care. Welcome, Laura.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, Laura, what are the big issues for your members in Massachusetts, and is it any different in Massachusetts than in other states?
Yeah, I think we're all grappling with affordability. That is the biggest challenge right now. And in Massachusetts, we have some of the best data in the country, if not the best data, on the drivers of healthcare cost. And what we know that it's really provider prices, unit price, and prescription drug costs. So that is our focus, to try to rein in those cost drivers to make healthcare more affordable for all of our members. And we're very sensitive to prices. We know how that impacts families.
Makes sense. Now, some people are suspicious of health plans, and I wonder, are they right to worry?
You know, I would say no. I've been in this industry for over 20 years, at least with the people I've worked with. They are trying to take a finite amount of resources and spread them to a vast majority of people that they cover. And we're trying to keep this affordable so that employers and individuals can afford to maintain coverage. I think the worst place we could be is if employers can't afford coverage, or individuals can't afford coverage and they go uninsured and then they can't get the care they need. But we have a lot of stakeholders in our world who I think are thinking about profits and thinking about higher reimbursements. And the health plans have been demonized, but they've been demonized by all of these groups because we are the gatekeepers. We are trying to keep costs down. So we are, you know, the principal in the room who's saying no. And I think that's why at any given time, I could have 10 different advocacy groups who band together against us. But when you look under the hood, it's because they're looking for a higher reimbursement or something that will favor them personally.
The crisis at Steward Healthcare has been in the news nationally, but there's a particular impact in Massachusetts. And I'm wondering how you're seeing that impact on your members in the Commonwealth.
Yeah. So I think initially my members, the health insurers, were very concerned about the quality of care being delivered at these institutions, particularly with some of the reporting about less than adequate and safe care. What has happened since then is the Department of Public Health is now in there with monitors, and I believe there's a sharing agreement among hospitals to share equipment and different things that the Steward hospitals might need if they don't have it. So I think we're feeling better about the quality of care that's being delivered there. I think right now the issue is what happens. I think if all of these hospitals closed, there would be a crisis in some communities relative to access, but I think some of the conventional wisdom, although not popular, is some of these hospitals maybe could close and there's enough capacity to pick up the patients in those regions. So I think it really calls for us to have statewide planning so that we understand capacity in different regions and where, if a hospital gets in a crisis, where it could close and where it would be absolutely paramount that we throw every resource we have to save it. So this is a big story. It raises a lot of issues around private equity. There have been a couple of hearings over the past couple of weeks in the State House, and I think it's really going to be the poster child of private equity and healthcare and what can happen if a state, you know, doesn't have all the information it needs about what's going on.
I think that's right. I mean, one of the things that's notable with Steward is that it was sort of a surprise last-minute thing. Is there's not a lot of transparency, even though there actually are required under the purchase agreement to be providing more information to the state. And so when it comes all at once, you know, you could say on the one hand, it's great to have maybe a rationalization of hospital capacity as part of perhaps a statewide plan over a number of years. If all of a sudden there's kind of a gun to your head and these hospitals may all close, that's a completely different matter.
Yeah. One of the things we've been talking to state officials about is the plans are very highly regulated in our state. We have this little scale of justice where the plans probably have stacked on like 20 requirements. The hospitals have like two. Pharma has none. But what we were talking about the other day to a state official is, you know, why do we have solvency provisions in place? Why don't we have risk-based capital requirements where our division of insurance is constantly monitoring the plans? And if their risk-based capital is too low, then they're going in and they're doing corrective action plans, et cetera. The hospitals don't have something similar. And I think we need to tie that to licensure. So one of the reasons why I think Steward was able to get away with what they did is because they, you know, were trying to litigate, so they didn't have to show these documents. But I think if we tie these things to licensure and have a more robust system of surveillance, we might avoid another Steward in the future. And then more transparency around private equity and private equity's role and when assets are being sold in healthcare. I mean, healthcare is very unique, as we're seeing from the Steward situation.
Well, that's it for the latest Health Biz Brief. If you like what you hear, check out my Health Biz podcast for a full-length interview with Laura about her life and career. Laura Pellegrini, President and CEO of the Massachusetts Association of Health Plans, thanks for joining me on Health Biz Briefs.
Thank you, David.